The Gemara Maseches Baba Kama, Daf Lamed Beis, brings down the Shita of Isi ben Yehuda, who we talk a paskin like, who holds that if a person is running in the street on Erev Shabbos, Bein HaShemoshes, right before Shabbos comes, he's running on the street and he's mazik someone else. He bumps into someone, he injures someone, the halacha is, he's potter. Because he's considered Rotz Birshos, he's considered someone who's running with a heter, he has a dispensation because he's going with Dvar Mitzvah, he's going to prepare for Shabbos. The Gemara says that, for example, he's going to greet Shabbos by saying, about to say L'chadoidi, he's about to be Mekabel Shabbos. And the Gemara says he therefore is considered running with a heter, and therefore even though he accidentally bumps into someone who's innocently walking on the street, he nevertheless is going to be potter. The question is, what is the scope of this halacha? What is taka the pshat in this halacha that if a person runs and bumps into someone and is mazik someone else, he's potter? And the question basically is, does this apply by all mitzvahs? If a person is running to go daven betzibur, he's trying to run to shul, or he's driving very quickly to go to shul, he speeds on the street because he's trying to get to shul to daven betzibur, and he's mazik someone else, he bumps into someone's car, does he have the same dispensation? He's Rotz Pishus and he's Potter. Or if let's say he's going to Seder, he's going to Beis Medrash and he's running and he bumps into someone, or he speeds his car and bumps into someone, is he Potter? He's Rotz Pishus perhaps. So what is the nature of this halacha? How far does it extend? So the truth is that there are two basic mahalchim in the Rishonim as to why, in fact, this person who's Rotz Bishus Rabin on Erev Shabbos Bein HaShemoshes is potter from any damages that he inflicts. There are two opinions. Now, the first opinion is brought down the Shita Mikubetzis B'Shem Rabbeinu Yoinason, where Rabbeinu Yoinason says that the reason why this fellow running on the street is potter is because everyone else knows to be careful during this hectic time of the week. Because everyone is running to prepare for Shabbos, and therefore people should be more zohir. The person walking on the street should be more aware, should be more cognizant of his surroundings. And therefore, if you damage him, you're potter because it's his fault. He was poshea, he should have been more careful. It's his responsibility to look around for people running in the street on Erev Shabbos, because it's in general considered a very hectic time because people are preparing for Shabbos. People are preparing for a Dvar Mitzvah, for Shabbos, and therefore a person is potter because the Nizik should have watched what was taking place. That's the Shita of Rabbeinu Yonason. However, the Mordechai has a different Mahalach. The Mordechai says that the Mahalach is not because the Nizik was negligent because he didn't watch where he was going, because he should have known that it's a very hectic time, but rather, says the Mordechai, the Vort is that since the person who runs to prepare for Shabbos is considered a person who is bohul, he's very distracted, he's very intense about his preparation for Shabbos, we assume that a person is, you know, very involved in being meichen for Shabbos. Therefore, we gave him the status of an oinus, and we employ the Gemara in Baba Kama Daf Chavches, oinus rachmona patre. Chazal gave a general dispensation, which we learn from a pasuk. It's learned from a pasuk, l'nar l'sasadavar, that when it comes to an oinus, a person is potter. And therefore, the person who is running on Erev Shabbos to prepare for Shabbos is considered an oinus, and therefore he's potter. I, Zokter Mordechai, there's a rule, Odom Mu'ed L'Oilam. When it comes to Odom Hamazik, there's an exception to the rule, and we say that even when in a case of oinus, you're chayev for any damages that you inflict, and therefore, even if he's considered an oinus, he should still be chayev. The answer is that since over here there's a dvar mitzvah involved, he's running birshus, he's trying to prepare for Shabbos, therefore, we consider him running in his own property. Oinus rachmona patre applies throughout the Torah, Norvos. When it comes to a mazik, if you are in, let's say, a rishus that you're not allowed to be in, or in a rishus that the nizik is allowed to be in, so you don't have a right to be mazik and even if it's ba'is, you're going to be chayiv, because why are you more justified in being here than the nizik? And since you are both equally responsible when it comes to the existence of the Hezek taking place in this area, where you have the Mazik, who is an Oynis, and you have a Nizik, who is also an Oynis. He didn't try to get damaged, and he didn't have any responsibility when it comes to this damage. But Mela, we say, you're Chayev, because Mecha Teshi Tepati, you're no more innocent than the Nizik, and therefore, Odom Mu'ed La'Olam, we don't Pati you midin Oynis. That's the normal logic of Odom Mu'ed La'Olam. However, say the Poskim, when it comes to a person who's running in the street on Erev Shabbos to prepare for Shabbos, he is going to be potter because of Rachmana Oynis Rachmana Patre. You're going to tell me Odom Mu'ed La'Olam? No, because over here he is doing a mitzvah, and therefore Chazal do give him some leeway even more than the Nizik, because the Nizik is not doing a mitzvah, the Mazik is doing a mitzvah, and therefore he does have Kedima, and therefore even though the Nizik as well wasn't negligent, nevertheless we potter the Mazik because of Oynis Rachmana Patre, since he was running to do a mitzvah. So those are the two basic opinions as to why we have this p'tur of Rotz B'shus HaRabim on Erev Shabbos Bein HaShmoshes. What are the nafkaminis that emerge from this machlekes? So there are many nafkaminis. Number one, perhaps we should say that the nafkaminis is going to be, are you mazik, if you're a mazik kelim, if you're running in the street in Rosh HaRabim on Erev Shabbos and you're mazik kelim, what's the halacha? Loit the shita mekubetzes. That the reason why you're potter is because people on the street are supposed to be careful because it's a very hectic time during the week. So mevela, in our case, l'chayra, you should be chayiv because you don't have this svar when it comes to kalim. The keli didn't have any ability to be aware of the mazik. The keli doesn't obviously have the ability to avoid the hezek. Therefore, the mazik is going to be chayiv if he's mazik kalim while he's running in the street on Erev Shabbos l'fi d'shita. However, according to the Mordechai, the reason why you're potter is because you're an onus, because of Oynis Rachmana Patre, because we know that you're bohol, you're very busy trying to perform the mitzvah, Mamela, you're going to be potter even if you're mazik kalim. So that's the first nafkamina, l'chayra, if you're mazik kalim. If you hold that the vart is that the nizik is responsible because he should have been aware, he should have been more careful, then you're going to be chayv in this case, because that svar doesn't apply to kalim, but the svar of the Mordechai that you're an Oynis does in fact apply even if you're mazik kalim. The second nafkamina might be, if a person is not running on Erev Shabbos Bein HaShmoshes, he is taka running Shaloi Bershus. However, he yells at the person walking in front of him to be careful not to get damaged from him. So some Paisim want to say that perhaps that would be a nafkamina of this machlekes. Perhaps loit the shita, that the reason why you're potter is because the nizik should have been careful, so mebeilo, that's why the mazik is potter. So over here as well, perhaps we should patter the mazik because the nizik should have been careful because he was warned before he got damaged. He was warned by the mazik to be aware of him running in the street. So perhaps we should say that you're patter. Because according to the Shita Mekubetzes B'Shem Rabbeinu Yonasan, the entire svara of the p'tor is because if you could have avoided the hezek, then you're responsible for your own damage. So that would apply perhaps even if the mazik yells at him before bumping into him that he should watch out, he should be careful, he should move aside. However, according to the Mordechai, that the p'tur has to do with being rotz birshus, because you're doing a mitzvah, and therefore you have the status of being an oynis, because you're bohul, and therefore Chazal treated you as an oynis, that wouldn't apply, obviously, if you're rotz shaloi birshus, and all you're doing is calling out to warn the nizik. So again, it's not mukhrich that this is nafkamina, but the Paiskim say that this very possibly could be a nafkamina between these two mahalchim. A third nafkamina might be the question that we initialized before, the question that we began with, and that is whether this p'tur of Isi ben Yehuda applies specifically if a person is running to prepare for Kavod Shabbos, to prepare for the mitzvah of Shabbos. Does the dispensation of Rotz Pishus apply specifically to such a scenario? Again, say the Paiskim L'Chayr, it's going to be a nafkamina between these two Rishonim. According to the Shita Mekubetzes, that the reason why the Mazik is potter when he's Rosh Brishus is because on Friday, right before Shabbos, everyone knows to be careful because it's a very hectic time for everyone, and therefore the Nizik should have been careful to avoid the Hezik. It's Mashma, that's Dafka, during Erev Shabbos when everyone is going crazy. However, if let's say you're in a case during the week where you're punked running to do a mitzvah, you're punked running to daven in a shul with a minion, you don't have this svar, and therefore the nizik is not held responsible, and therefore you would be chayiv. So like the Shita Mekubetzes, the Chayra, this dispensation would not carry over to other mitzvahs, because you don't have the svar that the Nizik should have been careful. However, according to the Mordechai, perhaps we should say that you do have the Ptur even when it comes to other mitzvahs, because according to the Mordechai, the vort is that you're Oynis Rachmona Patre because you're Rots Pershus. Since you're considered a person running to do a mitzvah, and it's understandable that you should be running in the street because that is part of the mitzvah performance, Memela, you would be Potter because Oynis Rachmona Patre. Memela, perhaps we should extend it to other mitzvahs as well, even though you're Mazik someone when you're running to Daven B'tzibur. Lamaisa, you're considered an oynis because you have a chiv to go daven b'tzibur, and therefore you were running to mekayim the mitzvah which you're mechayiv to do. Therefore, you would have a p'tur of oynis rachmona patre. However, there are paiskim that distinguish even in the Shita and the Mordechai, and the Oynig Yomtiv and our Chaim Simon Tess wants to say that even if you assume that the geder of the p'tur is oynis rachmona patre, because a person is bohol, he's very distracted and trying to perform his mitzvah, and therefore he loses his concentration and he's mazik someone while doing this mitzvah, perhaps that should only apply for the specific mitzvah of running to prepare for Shabbos. Because, says the Oynig Yomtiv, when it comes to the mitzvah of preparing for Shabbos, the etzem running is a mitzvah. We learn out from a pasuk, the Gemara tells us in Masechet Shabbos, that the etzem running to prepare for Shabbos is a mitzvah. And therefore, what you're doing by running in the street to prepare for Shabbos is a bona fide mitzvah unto itself. It's independently a mitzvah. And therefore, dafka over there, perhaps we say, Oynis Rachmona Patre, you're considered a Ros Peshos and your potter. However, when it comes to a person running, let's say, to Daven B'Tzibur, the running is not inherently a mitzvah. The running is a Hechsher mitzvah. It's a preparation for the mitzvah. It's not an actual mitzvah, Bifnei Atzmo, and therefore perhaps we don't extend this din of Ros Peshos to a case where a person is running to do another mitzvah. But Akoponim, this is another nafkamina, and this perhaps would be the shaila of whether or not this p'tur applies even if you are running to perform a different mitzvah. A fourth nafkamina might be another shaila that is quite common, and that is, what is the halacha? If we're talking about Erev Shabbos, Bein HaShemoshes, or according to some poskim, this goes not on Erev, on the Bein HaShemoshes specifically, but it already starts from earlier in the day, from Chatzos on Friday. But Akoponim, on Friday afternoon, you run, and you're not running to perform a mitzvah. You're not running to go take care of Kovod Shabbos. What you're doing is you're running to take care of some personal need. Personal need, you want to go to the cleaners, maybe cleaners could be rendered Kovod Shabbos. You're running to do something that's a personal tzairich, you're going to the bank, but you're not doing something that's a mitzvah mishum Kovod Shabbos. Do you have this dispensation or not? This might be, again, totally in this chakira, because according to the Shita Mekubetzes, the p'tur is not the etzem mitzvah that you're performing. The p'tur has to do with the fact that the nizik should have been careful because it's a very hectic time. The Mela, even if you are not running to do a mitzvah, you're running to get your other needs taken care of before Shabbos, you still might have the p'tur because the nizik should have been careful, and therefore he's held responsible and you don't have to pay, even though you are running for some personal need. However, like the Mordechai, l'chayr you'd be chayiv, because the p'tur only applies if you're running for a dvar mitzvah, and over here you're not running for a dvar mitzvah. Memela, perhaps we should say that you'd be chayiv since you're not running to mekayim a mitzvah, you don't have the din of Ros Peshos. Al Kaponim, this is the machlokes between the Mordechai and the Rabbeinu Yonason brought down on the Shita Mekubetzes. And Lomaiso, it's a machlokes hapoiskim, but the Ramo in Choshe Mishpot Simin Shin Ayin Ches, if Ches is machmir on both accounts. The Ramo says, number one, La halacha, we only have this din of Ros Peshus when it comes to Erev Shabbos running to Mekayim, the mitzvah of Kvoid Shabbos. And therefore, says the Rama, regarding the second Shaila as well, we would be machmir. If a person is running to go to the bank, he's not going to prepare for Shabbos and to do a mitzvah farzich, but rather he's going merely to take care of his personal needs prior to Shabbos. That is not considered Ros Peshus and you'd be chayiv. So according to the Rama, the heter is more specific in nature. Number one, it only applies on Erev Shabbos. It doesn't apply to all mitzvahs. And number two, the Ramah says we also should be machmir and only apply this heter if you're actually going to do a mitzvah and not merely going to perform your personal needs prior to Shabbos.